It's time for Afternoon Sports with Coach Charles Jetmore. Brought to you by Carroll County Schools. Premier teachers, premier leaders, premier schools.
Middle school basketball kicked off its season at Central last night. Today, Mount Zion is at home against Harrelson County. Now, I know that some of you believe that I'm anti-GHSA, and that is furthest from the truth. That organization has more power than you can imagine over public school sports. However, it's just amazing to me how it thinks sometimes. Here are two examples. Villarica's playing Jackson Friday night, win, and the Wildcats are in the playoffs, lose, and they'll play many games against two other teams to determine the state playoff seedings. On the surface, it sounds like the correct thing to do, and under normal circumstances, it is. However, as you very well know, these aren't normal circumstances. Some of the teams that VR might have to play are in some strange way getting a credit for games that they didn't play, while some do not. I was told that is the way the region voted. In my opinion, that is where the GHSA needs to wield its power. Another example, in AA Region 8, this is who the local teams will face in the state playoffs. One of the teams hasn't won a region game and has only won one total game to date. However, it will make the playoffs, while other teams, Temple for example, they sit at home. So one team gets rewarded for mediocrity and another gets nothing. Again, the GHSA could have stepped in and not let this happen, simply by saying in order to play in the state playoffs, a team must have a specified overall record and a specified region record. Thank you for listening to Local Afternoon Sports. This is Coach Charles Jetmore.
Afternoon Sports with Coach Jetmore. Brought to you by Carroll County Schools. Premier teachers, premier leaders, premier schools.